Food insecurity is the condition where families and individuals are unable to gain their access to satisfactory foods. Unfortunately, people have limited money or limited resources, and there are so many other factors that impact this inability. Some of these factors include location, income, economics, social status, housing, a vehicle, etc. Also influenced by income, employment, and disability, it is underestimated how much food shortage is in the world right now. This phase may just be temporary. However, it could also be permanent. Today, I want to share with you how critical this topic is and how crucial this topic will be if we don't do something about this. TED Talk speaker Stuart Oda shares his opinion on how to solve this worldwide issue. Using indoor vertical farms will be the future of agriculture, Oda states. Looking into his talk, his argument is strong and may need to implement itself into our farming strategies. 3 decades from now, scientists believe there will be 9.8 billion people worldwide. We use the same space and the same resources. However, we need to house a quadrupled amount of the human population. Do you know how big that is? Imagine New York quadrupled the size it is with only the same New York space. Anyways, indoor vertical farming may be a solution to this problem. Growing plants three-dimensionally in vertical racks will increase the food production and the food quality. Consumers care more about food safety and where the food comes from, and also the necessary technology to make this mission possible is more available and less expensive. As food production becomes more competitive, food becomes more of a phenomenon. There are cooking shows now, only based on food production. There are so many exotic restaurants in this world, you cannot believe how much of a phenomenon food has become. Anyways, back to this topic. Making an indoor vertical farm means to replace some farming conventions, add artificial lighting like LEDs, install vertical racking systems, and use automated technology. Automated technology is basically the use of machine learning and other simple tools to make a more concise method to do something. Anyways, some of the benefits to indoor vertical farming include year-round vegetable production, consistent quality, predictable output, significant resource use efficiency, complete control of incoming contaminants and pesticides, and much, much, much more. A study showed that food insecure adults may be at an increased risk to obesity. Another study found higher rates of chronic disease in low-income, food-insecure adults. Food-insecure children may also become victims and have an increased risk to obesity. This shows the importance and long-term effects of the food shortage. However, there are many problems in food shortage. There are also many resolutions to food shortage. Some of these include food assistance programs who address barriers to accessing healthy foods and even may reduce food insecurity. There are also food banks. There are also nonprofits who collect foods to donate worldwide. So there are a lot of people who want to solve the food shortage problem. And that's a really good thing, and it actually could be working, which is a human's goal and responsibility. So, the big question is, how can you address this problem? How can you help make a difference for those lives where children are only getting a few grains of rice and wheat? And how can you solve this problem with the help of millions? One way is to make sure to sufficiently use all of your food, and instead of throwing your food away, donating it to food banks. You can use stale bread to make croutons. You can use so many things to make so many things. Food that you don't want to use can be converted into food that you do want to use and other things. Food shortage is making a negative impact on the world. Inspire others to make a difference in the food shortage and to save people's lives. That is the point of my podcast, to help you make a difference. And at the end of the day, you can start food shortage, but you can also end food shortage. And the ending of food shortage is where we want to be. You can make a difference.